go online. So, in accordance with Public Act 101, the gubernatorial master proclamation pursuant to the powers of the government under the Illinois Emergency Agency Act, social distancing during the pandemic by allowing remote attendance for this meeting. 10/29/2021 public first. So first order here is the minutes for correction and approval from our September 21st, 2021 meeting.
Bid back for your consideration. once that project moves forward, then the timing of these other projects will kind of work themselves out.
Also, when we time the project, this column.
Yes.
So if the well's on the surface, we take this column down and repeat it at the same time. In theory.
Joe, Jason, got any?
Exciting to report on, but basically where there's no reductions during the last quarter, but the annual activity that is noted in your packet. And again, be happy to answer any questions that anybody may have.
I'm good.
Right. You done here?
Thanks, Jason. Joe, good?
I'm good.
All right. New business number 4, PW 2021-60, 2022, roads, federal roads, design engineering agreement.
This is the design engineering agreement with EEI for next year's road program. As we discussed at the city council meeting at the end of September, so this is basically design of the documents, allowing us to go out to bid. And all of the improvements that are adjacent to that project. It is for $68,068. It is included in the budget, and it does require a supermajority vote based on our relationship with EEI and this contract. So we do recommend it moving forward. And then at a later date, as we get closer to construction season, we'll have a construction engineering agreement to accompany this.
Not that hassle of trying to sell the tractor.
there's been various times in the past where this has been a topic at this committee level and also at City Council. There was a safety memo that we had prepared back in 2018 that described some of the situation, some of the crashes and concerns at the curve on Cannonball Trail. We had outlined several possible solutions. At that time, we were looking at the least cost solution to possibly improve some of the safety. Basically, it's an old farm road that has been built up over time. And certainly wasn't built to any specific design standards as one would build a new road today. So a few months back, there was some discussion with the Kendall County Highway Department about that situation. It just so happens the curve is roughly 50-50 jurisdiction with the city in Bristol Township. Again, the city staff engaged Kendall County staff. They kind of worked with the townships, and they actually kind of jumped on it and went ahead and engaged in moving forward with developing plans to come up with the ultimate solution, which is to reconstruct the curve, build it to the correct design standards, soften the curve, put it super elevation, things like that, to build it the way it's supposed to be built for that appropriate speed. So those plans have been developed. They've been reviewed by Eric and myself. We basically have signed off on the plans. They're acceptable. And the current estimate, including we're estimating construction and engineering on top of this too, would be roughly $500,000. So that's the total improvement. There is land acquisition that's necessary, easements and right of way. So the county is currently spearheading that land acquisition and moving forward. And in speaking to Frank Klaus, the Kendall County Highway Department engineer, he is working with the township and pushing the township to develop and present an IGA, or maybe the city will develop an IGA. Regardless, if the project is to move forward, there would have to be an agreement amongst the two parties identifying cost and who's paying for what, and also future maintenance responsibilities. So we're estimating that that would be a draft would be presented back to this committee sometime in the next 2 to 4 months. It is not known whether it will be ready for construction next year. It's all dependent on the land acquisition. It's not that intensive, so it potentially could be. So this could be a project that's potentially included in the budget as well, if the council desires. So just kind of an overview and an update of the project, and open to any questions that anybody may have.
County, you think
they have anything like that?
I don't think so.
The funding arrangement is going to have to be negotiated. Yeah. So, you know, half of it's ours, half of it's township slash county. So I would imagine that that would be part of the discussion. Who's going to front fund? You know, is it going to be pay-as-you-go 50-50 or whatever the split ends up being? So there may be an opportunity to ask for some payment plan.
Yeah.
You never know.
they will be moving them for free. To us.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking more like on the like future infrastructure type grant work,
yeah,
or something like that. I don't know. And I didn't know if the county would maybe get some dollars or not.
It's, you know, as far as like Council of Air Funds, the Kendall County dips into the same pot that the city does.
Okay.
So, and then it's timing. So, you know, potentially, yes, but for this small of an improvement, it would be unlikely that it would score very high. But then you're probably pushing it out for 5 years.
Okay.
As well. Because and there's grants, but it's usually tied to federal money. And then when you do federal money, then you got to follow the federal process. And that's immediate 5 to 7 year project.
Okay.
Yeah, and so.
Probably good. Well, yeah, 30-40% of the cost.
Yeah.
Again,
it'll cost you a lot more to do it. Yes. Good point. Signed off on everything, and at this point, we are ready to recommend a release of the remaining security, which is $4,728.
It's a pretty routine item. I'd recommend consent.
Yeah.
The schedule's in the packet. Doesn't look like there's any holiday conflicts, so if anybody has any issues with conflicts, let us know. Maybe we can reschedule. And or this is now your time basically to say if you want to move the meeting date and time at all throughout the month. Committee, and we will effectuate it, combine everybody's committee you know, meeting dates into one calendar and send it out here closer to the end of the calendar year.
Yeah.
Good with that. Okay, good. Clark?
Mm-hmm.
There is no old business. Is there any additional business?
A couple things related to the water forum that we just had. One is the cost chart. That was towards the end of the presentation here, has been updated since the last time it was in front of City Council. So in general, they found some issues with some of the operation and maintenance costs that have resulted in most everybody's estimated future water bill going down by a couple dollars. So I think it went from like the 100 to 110 range down to the 90 to 100 range. So, I mean, good news there, you know, if those assumptions end up being correct 10 years from now. So, you know, a lot of moving pieces there. We will include that in the city council packet for Tuesday. And I've asked somebody from EEI to just be present at the meeting, talk about what some of those changes were, and make sure we go over the updates. That way, you know, nobody is surprised when they see it. And then there was a second point that I wanted. Chris at one of the prior meetings had asked for an updated decision matrix, which is basically categories, cost, risk, control, governance, you know, all those things that we've been talking about, like a spreadsheet where you can do a quantitative scoring system that then rates things. And so we're going to send it out. It's in an Excel spreadsheet. We're going to send you four. It's got four pages within the spreadsheet. One of them is just blank. You could really choose your own adventure. And then both Eric, Jeff, and I had kind of just thrown out some sample numbers with different weights for different categories. You know, there might be some people that you know, value water quality over security or sustainability over cost. And so you can see how those general rankings, you know, kind of change the scorings based on your own preference. So it's not something that we're saying, let's all come to an agreement and rank them, and then that's the one that we're going to pick, as much as it is, you know, it shows you the general difference between how somebody might view something and make a decision. And hopefully it will kind of lead the discussion here over the next couple weeks with, you know, whichever water source solution we're going to end up going with. So that will also be in the packet, but I'll send it via email too. That way everybody's got the Excel spreadsheet, you know, before the packet goes out. Those are my updates. Thank you.
Excellent. Anything else?
So with the updated slide, you're just going to send us the slide of that update, or
yes,
you're not sending the whole thing, are you?
Yes, there'll be a couple slides. There may be a narrative memo in the packet that explains it. We'll see, depending on deadlines. If not, at minimum, it'll be a verbal presentation as to what's changed and giving everybody a chance to just kind of see it and then ask questions if they have any.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Good job. Thank you.